My guests in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight are sisters who are equally creative as solo artists, and because, as they say, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, exponentially good when they combine their talents as the Bergen County duo known as Don't Tell Maggie. I'd like to introduce you to Ashley and Kelly Wood. Hi, ladies. So nice to meet you.
Oh, we're so glad to meet you, too.
I want to state up front that while you and I haven't been acquainted until recently, your mom, Denise, and I have known each other since our college radio days. She and your dad are so rightfully proud of both of you.
They're so supportive of us. I don't know what we would be without them.
As I recall, Denise played guitar. Is that where your original musical influences came from?
Yeah, we fondly remember family parties, and she would make us play guitar and sing Beatles songs. She taught us our first chords, bought us our first guitars. Every once in a while, she even comes on stage with us. It's always a very special night when she does.
How about your dad? I know he's got a musical background as well.
Dad is more in the equipment section. He's a little tone deaf, and we love him for it. So he's a bit more behind the scenes. He's always our sound guy, setting everything up, getting everything perfect.
Ashley and Kelly, you've both been playing together, as you said, since you were toddlers. Tell us about those early musical adventures, besides playing Beatles songs with your mom.
Kelly actually started out, she inspired me a lot. She was a little bit older, and she got into music. She was actually playing The Bitter End, right?
Yeah.
In the mid-2000s, CBGBs.
All those good times. If we're going to start from the real beginning, that would be the plastic guitars running around in diapers. Which is well photographed and documented, so we can definitely thank Mom and Dad for that.
There are some pictures actually in our CD if you get a physical copy.
I started playing music out in public when I was about 13, 14 years old.
In bars.
With the open mic scene, and then worked my way up to running open mics. And it was a lot of fun. That's when I got Ash involved. She was going to a weekly open mic night. Sooner rather than later, we started playing together, and then it spiraled out of control, and now we're just having a great time doing it.
I knew all of Kelly's songs because I'm her biggest fan, so we have a lot of fun with that.
How long ago did you decide to officially become a duo?
It was 2013, that fall. I graduated college, and we said, okay, we have some free time now, and I'm home. Let's go for this. Our first big gig was at a wine festival, mm-hmm. and we needed a name for it. We eventually found the name Don't Tell Maggie. People seemed to like it.
Where did the Don't Tell Maggie come from?
It's a secret. Stick around with us long enough, you'll find out who Maggie is.
Okay. Kelly, you're the older one. By how much?
We are 2 years apart. We're two grades apart. We were always very, very close. People think we're twins.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guests in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD are Ashley and Kelly Wood of Don't Tell Maggie. I read where each of you has very different musical influences and tastes. Kelly, who are some of your favorites?
I love the Grateful Dead, Dave Matthews Band, Michelle Branch. That's where I get a lot of my writing skills from, and that's kind of where all of my chord progressions come from. And I love Bob Dylan as a songwriter.
Ashley, how about you? Who are your big influences?
Michelle Branch, Colby Calais. It's also funny because I largely grew up watching my sister. I wrote a song in college. I was so excited to show Kelly. She's like, yeah, no, those are my chords. You stole my song. Like, oh, man. Cheesy as it is, I'm very inspired by Kelly as a songwriter. Together, we make this really interesting blend, I think, of old and new.
Do you generally write songs separately and then bring each other the parts and ideas, or do you ever write songs together?
We wrote a song together one time, but we typically don't write together. Our creativity kind of stems from other things, and then we'll bring it to the table, and then that's where the discussion happens. And we'll write songs separately and have the song in and of itself, and then we'll have the Don't Tell Maggie version.
Is it ever difficult to have that dual relationship of being sisters and music mates?
I think that we're pretty hard people to work with. We're very passionate about what we do. And we sometimes have different views and opinions on things. And it's fun because as sisters, we know exactly what buttons to press. It makes for an interesting dynamic, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Your debut album is called Halfway Home, and we're going to play the title track from that in a few minutes. You financed the sessions in a way that several artists I know have via something called Kickstarter. And Kelly, for our listeners that may not be familiar with that, just explain briefly how that works.
Kickstarter is an amazing website where you can put a project on there, share it with your friends and family, and they can donate as much money as they feel they want to. to help you accomplish your goal. You set a timeline. We set a pretty low goal, and by low, I mean it was a lot more money than we could come up with in a month or so. And we were very fortunate to have amazing friends, family, and fans that hit that goal. Literally, they made it happen.
Ashley, where did you record the album and who produced it for you?
We recorded it in Ridgewood with a good friend of ours, Rave, Studio X. He went to high school with our father. We wanted a perfect version of what we do live, and that's what he gave us.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with Bergen County's Ashley and Kelly Wood, the duo known as Don't Tell Maggie. You play lots of gigs in our area all the time. What have you got coming up in the next few weeks, ladies?
Well, we do have a show up in Ramsey coming up. It's at a place called Shannon Rose on Friday, November 20th. We're going to start about 8 o'clock. It's a great little Irish pub right on Route 17 there. You can enjoy some great acoustic music while enjoying your favorite Irish fare.
And give our listeners your social media links, including your website, so that they can hear more of your music.
You can find it all on don'ttellmaggie.com. We have links to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/don'ttellmaggie. We're also on Twitter, Ashley Wood Music. We're also on Instagram, Ashley Wood Acoustic, and YouTube, Ashley Wood Acoustic. You can also look us up on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, and Bandcamp. And again, those are all on our website, don'ttellmaggie.com.
We really had a hard time choosing just one original because they're all very, very good. But as I mentioned before, the song that we're going to debut tonight is called Halfway Home, and that's the title track from your EP. Give us the story behind the song.
Halfway Home is a song about not wanting to accommodate somebody else anymore. You've had enough with a relationship or kind of any situation where you try, and then it's always right when you're kind of like, I don't want to do this anymore, that the other party is like, no, you should though. At the end of the day, it may be too little, too late. And I think that has a lot to do with the whole album. Let's do something that's in our best interest for just a little while. The lyrics, I wrote the B so that anybody can relate to it.
So empowering. I love singing it every time.
And this is one you usually close your gigs with, correct?
We do, yeah. And if you listen to it, there's a section at the end where we go a cappella. And it's always a really fun time. We get our audience pretty pumped about it, and we try to get the entire room clapping during it. It seems like people enjoy it.
Ashley and Kelly Wood of Don't Tell Maggie, thanks so much for sharing your music with us tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. All the best with your new EP, your upcoming gigs, and everything else. Here's Don't Tell Maggie with Halfway Home on 100.7 WHUD.
Better late than never. It's what you once told me. Better late than never. But I can't wait forever. It's too little too late. It's too little too late. And I'm almost halfway home, and I'm not turning back this time. It's what you once told me. Well, I knew you were lying, and that won't get past me. It's too little too late. It's too little too late. And I'm almost halfway home, and I'm not turning back this time. Loved you, but that was a long time. And I'm not turning back this time. I'm almost halfway home. And I'm not turning